us to bet because we're going to do Divine Shine. And I've got to get a Celtic off out of my life. I just can't have him celebrating a Celtic championship anymore. If I knew how to go in there and delete that.
You come up with a better clip, we'll play it for you, Steve.
All right, I'm writing this down.
Do what you gotta
do. I may
do.
Need help. A better clip than Garnett screaming like a moron.
We'll let you contribute to this show a little.
Did Kevin Millar yell anything after the
Kevin
Red Sox
Millar!
Won the World Series in 04?
Idiots.
Adrian Gonzalez, did he yell anything after that single in 01?
Wow.
Oh, that's deep.
No, because he wasn't in the majors then. You may be referring to Luis Gonzalez.
Yes, that
Luis
one,
Gonzalez.
However,
yeah,
so you just lost your right to speak there.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, Monday, 4:45. Monday, 4 o'clock hour wraps sports talk. That's us, right? Yeah, let's do this.
Down the lane he comes, full around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you! Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer!
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
You heard Steve say it. It's the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a half, all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. Nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. Steve, Nick, and I'm Alex, going to give our top performers performances from over the weekend. Who goes
first? I got to go first.
Steve going to go first. Go.
And by the way, that whole you could drop a tarantula in his shorts
he'd still
be cool. You'd be kind of a jerk, though.
Yeah, that's not nice. And why are you walking around with tarantulas?
It's a fun hypothesis to test, though.
Yeah.
How cool are you, Messi?
To see it. That's right.
All right. So, and though it pains me, I have to go with the Boston Red Sox, who are horrifically shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
Suddenly, it's a really good thing we don't have cameras in here.
Yeah, I had the seed planted in my head Wednesday, shared it Thursday. And when Ben Attendee walked it off last night in the ESPN game, it came to fruition. We always focus on the trailer. If a series begins and a team is five out, we're like, well, if they sweep all three, it's down to two. In this case, Boston led New York by 5.5 when this four-game series started at Fenway on Thursday. I said, actually, think about it. It's Boston's chance to end this thing right now. Sweep, and it's 9.5. They swept. It's 9.5. They teed off on CeCe, got dominating pitching from Porcello and Eovaldi in the middle two, and last night scored 3 in the 9th to tie against Chuckles the Garage Shooter, and won it in the 10th against Jonathan Holder, who, well, held nothing. Also gave up 7 runs on Thursday. Still 6 left to get each other. But yeah, it's over. And the Bo Sox are shining.
All right, I'm going to go and I'm going to stay on baseball. And I know it seems like a monthly or a weekly thing right now, but that's because they keep killing it. My Oakland A's shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
They swept the Tigers in 3 games on the heels of sweeping the Blue Jays. In the Tiger series, they only gave up 1 run, outscoring them 9-1. Chris Davis, the first A since Miguel Tejada to have 3 consecutive 30 home run seasons. The first time the team is 20 games over 500 since 2014. 4 games back of Houston in the AL West, 2.5 back of the Yankees for the first AL wildcard spot. They just went out and traded for reliever Sean Kelly, got Mike Fiers today, and I love the way Billy Bean is doing it by not mortgaging the future. Both deals, players for cash. I still think the other shoe is going to drop soon. But until then, my A's are shining.
Oh, my heavens!
All right, my turn. Matt Carpenter shined this week.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
has been incredible.
I thought this was going to be the first duplicate Shiner we've had, but it's actually the second duplicate Shiner just of this segment. And Matt Carpenter sure has earned it. 2 weeks ago after the All-Star break, Carpenter earned NL Player of the Week honors as well as Divine Shine honors by hitting 529 with 6 home runs and 10 RBIs. He almost duplicated that again last week, taking on the Rockies and Pirates. Carp hit 423, had an OPS of 1.504, 4 home runs and 7 RBIs and a stolen base. And a big week like this for the Cardinals utility infield man raised his average up to 282. Since that All-Star break, he's hitting 373. He has raised his batting average 18 points in 19 games. The 2-time Player of the Week award in 3 weeks is just so shiny.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Oh, that's me. I'm going to go to the best young golfer in the world, Justin Thomas is shiny.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
He won one of the more prestigious non-major events this weekend, the WGC Bridgestone Invitational, formerly known as the World Series of Golf in its heyday. Tiger himself, who was in contention until Saturday, has won on that legendary Firestone track 8 times, but a couple of 73s on the weekend sent him plummeting down the leaderboard 15 shots back. You know why? Because he's not back. But Thomas is the man. Now that Jason Day is 30, Rory and Puma Boy Fowler are 29, the top 25 and under players look like he and Jordan Spieth. But Thomas, remember, the reigning PGA Player of the Year, and in May became the 21st player ever to reach number one in the world golf rankings. He has major already, last year's PGA. And don't forget, he heads to Bellerive next week as the defending PGA champ. The kid from Louisville, a shine.
We were out there yesterday for media day. Great group of ducks stopped by to chat with you, Steve. But to me, Mario Cristobal shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
One, I could listen to him talk football all day. He's engaging, has a good sense of humor, doesn't seem to BS with you at all, kind of gives honest answers, doesn't shy away from talking about injuries. Like the precedent Chip set back in the day about not trusting anybody, lying to everybody about injuries and whatnot was sort of wearing thin at this point. And now we have a guy who may end up losing all of his games at Oregon and might suck as a head coach. We don't know that yet. But I can tell you I enjoyed interacting with him. I truly love listening to him talk shop. He told us after he got up from his interview with you, Steve, and said, "All right, time to go watch film. I could watch film all day. I love it." That's cool to hear, man. Football junkie, nice guy, great weekend, and his players are good kids. So to me, Mario Cristobal shine.
Oh my heavens!
All right. Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Windians shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
The Klubot is the reigning AL Cy Young winner, and he might just be in for another top three, maybe even top two finish if he continues to pitch like he did against the Angels on Sunday. He had a complete game shutout, allowing 3 hits, 1 walk, all of it on 98 pitches. The Greg Maddux-like complete game got Kluber his AL-leading 14th win. He's now tied with the most complete games and shutouts this season among all pitchers in baseball. He hasn't even had his ERA get over 3. So while Kluber might actually end up losing the Cy Young Award to Chris Sale, who's leading in every pitching category, Kluber is almost certainly going to give Sale a run for his money because he is a shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
It's very shiny.